Is good, and I bless the Lord's name to be here with you again. I guess there's a lot who would say, who is this stranger? Well, ever since moving to the hinterland, otherwise known as Person County, it has made things a little complicated for me, but I thank the Lord to be here with you this morning, and I am very grateful to James that he still has confidence in me that I can bring a message to you. Jill, I would like to say this morning, it grieved me to hear, and this last year, he has come up and sat beside me, and we have had some of the most blessed conversations that really, really blessed me, and I will truly miss him. The title of my sermon this morning is "The Fear of the Lord is the Only Beginning." And before I get into the depth of the message this morning, I'd just like to share something with you. And when James asked me to preach, I didn't know what I was going to speak on this morning. And I sought the Lord for his help, and I looked at all the scriptures and possibilities, but the Lord kept directing me back to Proverbs chapter 1, and I resisted. I said, Lord, I haven't preached on Proverbs before. This is a very uncomfortable territory for me, but he kept leading me back there. And I really did not know what to say, where to start. And then I remembered something a friend told me. When I was pastoring in upstate New York, I was friends with a very, very dear, a 60-year-old Jewish woman whose husband had died when she was 55, and she put herself through veterinary school and started a practice that late in her life. And that's how I came to know Dolly Sherry, who was a very precious friend to me. And Dolly and I became fast friends, and she took me kind of under her wing because I asked her to help me to read and understand Hebrew. And so she was teaching me, and she was just such a blessing. She had me and my family over to her house twice for Passover, and it just so happened that her daughter was married to the rabbi of the Conservative Temple in Glens Falls, New York. And Rabbi Michael and I had very wonderful and intriguing conversations about the scriptures and about the Lord Jesus Christ. That said, the thing that Dolly said to me when she was teaching me to read Hebrew, she said, "Dennis, one thing," she said, "I want to emphasize to you, when you're reading the Hebrew scriptures, look for the flow. Look for the flow." And I want to demonstrate this morning what I mean by that as we get into the scriptures this morning. But that little message, "look for the flow," was what helped me to see the message that I believe God wanted me to bring this morning. So if you turn with me to Proverbs chapter 1, we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 7. I'll be reading through from the New King James Version. But I want to ask you, as we're reading this morning, look for the flow. See if a flow appears to you. Because what she said was, the flow will help you to understand what the scriptures are saying. So we'll begin. Proverbs chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Has anyone noticed any kind of a flow there? Let me tell you what God has shown me. And I have read this over and over and many, many times. But this is the first time I actually saw it in this way. And as a kind of a little confession, it sometimes happens when you've been to Bible college or seminary, you come out and you think, I've got this made. I know what the scriptures say. I can teach it. I can preach it. And there's kind of a cockiness there sometimes. But I realized this morning how many times I didn't have a clue what I was reading or looking at to fully understand or comprehend. So let's get into this morning. Have you ever had a time when someone has said to you, you know, if you were smart, you'd listen to or you'd talk to, you know, when you're encountering some dilemma, something that's got you bugged and you need to figure a way through it. And what they generally do is point you to who? Someone who has experience in that area? Someone who has gone through a similar situation and come through unscathed? This is what Solomon is trying to show us this morning. And I only realized this as I was studying for this message this morning when it just dawned on me. Because you remember what Solomon said? Solomon said, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. Everything Solomon thought he knew, everything Solomon tried to do and tried to accomplish, everything he tried to figure out in life, he said it's all vanity. Now in Proverbs, he tells us this. And if you look and see if you can see the flow this morning, what is he saying? The Proverbs of Solomon. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. What I'd sing and what I'd like to show you this morning is think of this as kind of like a funnel. Solomon is describing all these things about things we seek, knowledge we seek, wisdom we seek, and it comes down to and dumps into this, the narrow catch of the phrase, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So basically what he's saying is, everything you want to know, everything you seek to know, if you need wisdom, if you want to know how things happen, go to the source. We have the source, God the Creator, who has more knowledge and wisdom than the Creator himself. Yet how many times have you and I, when we come on a situation, we need some wisdom about how to deal with this, how to deal with that. We go to how-to books. We look it up online and see what somebody else has to say about it. Why is it that we're so reluctant to go to God himself first? As Solomon is trying to tell us here, anything you need to know, any wisdom you need, comes from God himself. And this is the most amazing thing that God has shown me, because he even says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I just watched a show the other night. I can't even tell you what show it was, but I remember one line. Your parents have experienced all the things you are experiencing as you're going through life. They've met it. They've dealt with it. They've seen their way through it. If you want to know how to handle these things, why don't you talk to them? Excuse me. Why don't you listen to the wisdom and the knowledge they have gained all this time? But we don't. We think we know more. We think there's some other way. Maybe there's something new that they didn't know. And so many times we find that we shrug our shoulders and say, I'm going to look at something else. I'm going to go online, check this out. I'm going to listen to my friends. Listen to what Solomon says further. My son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. Chains, medallions, all those things that were worn by royalty, worn by wise people, were symbols of their wisdom. And this is what Solomon's trying to tell him here. He said, these things are going to be beneficial to you if you will listen to them. Listen to the instruction they have for you. Now this is so important to me, because this tells me that everything I need to know, I can find out from God. And God will lead me if I will ask him. Do you remember what Solomon did? He asked God to give him wisdom. Well, that was a wise choice to begin with. But I believe that the wisdom that he received was not his own. God just didn't say, okay, from now on you're wise, and anything you say will come true. I think it was the wisdom of God that God imparted to him. And it made all the difference in his life. I don't know why it is that it's so hard to humble ourselves, to say, I believe that there's someone else who is wise enough or maybe has had the experience that I can learn from. And I need to talk to them. I need to listen to them. How many times maybe has someone volunteered to give you their knowledge or their wisdom concerning something you're facing? And sometimes we just ignore it. Solomon knew that everything he tried to do on his own, everything he tried to learn on his own, was insufficient. And so what I see here in the book of Proverbs is this opening statement to guide us right from the start to go to the source and heed what God has to say. Now, the rest of the book of Proverbs, there are a lot of statements in this book, independent statements. And do you know what the book of Proverbs is? You know what a snippet is? A snippet is just a little highlight, a little phrase that describes something that has a bigger meaning to it. That's a snippet. Proverbs is a snippet. It contains all these little snippets of wisdom that Solomon is trying to encourage us to seek God further. If we want understanding, it says, fools hate knowledge. Fools hate knowledge. It's available to us. And if we fail to seek it, then the fault is ours. God is ready. What else did God say to us? Come to me, and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. God is ready to impart wisdom and knowledge to us if we will only seek him for it. It's so easy, but we don't want to do it for some reason. Or we think God can't be approached. Or we think God would not honor our request. Well, he honored Solomon's when Solomon asked him for wisdom. And my son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. I'm grateful for the mom and dad I had. And I don't know where I got the common sense to listen to them from time to time, not always, but if we think about it, you know, it's just like something else that Solomon said. Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that you encounter has been here before, has been encountered before. So that should tell us that somebody, somewhere, no matter how unique we think our problems are, somebody somewhere has encountered that same problem and had to deal with it. And after coming through it, they must have knowledge or wisdom on how they did it. And Solomon is trying to tell us here to listen for the voice of wisdom, to listen, to seek out the knowledge that others have, but especially the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It's the fear of the Lord. And the fear he's talking about here is not the frightful fear, like I don't want to see God, I don't want to talk to him, I'm scared. It's the reverence toward God. It's the awe of God, understanding who God is. He is the creator. Everything has been made by him. Everything is functioning according to his word and his way. So if we want to know anything, folks, why would we not go to him? Why would we not seek him in his word? Why would we not ask him in prayer for the knowledge, for the wisdom that we need? God doesn't give grudgingly. Please hear that. God does not give grudgingly. God is willing and happy to give us those things that we need in this life. Wisdom and knowledge are things that we need. And God is so ready to impart that to us if we will seek him for it. I am so grateful to God for Solomon and Solomon's wisdom, because all this here, this is not Solomon saying, oh, listen to me, I'm wise, and here's what I want to tell you. This is all Solomon putting down the wisdom that God has given and imparted to him. And so he's making an example of himself. And he says, fools despise wisdom and instruction. Because without it, we can't operate, folks. We can't. Life requires us to have knowledge and to have wisdom on how to use the knowledge we have. And this is what Solomon is trying to do here. When Dolly told me, she said, Dennis, always look for the flow. I never understood at that time what she meant. It just didn't. But God brought that statement back to my mind as I was studying for this. And then when I read verses 1 through 7, I saw it. And this is the flow. Anything you want to know, all the wisdom you need is in God, and seek him for it. He should be the first. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Anything else to be known, it still comes from God from the beginning. So why not go to him as our primary source? There are many times I can say honestly, there are many times in my ministry when I desperately needed wisdom and I failed to seek God for it, and I paid the price for it. Verse 20 says, wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open square. She cries out in the chief concourses At the openings of the gates of the city, she speaks her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Wisdom is telling us, you need me. Seek me. I'm here. And I'm to be found in Jesus Christ and God the Father, for that is the source of all wisdom. I'm not a great preacher, I know. Never have been. But I will tell you this much. In the time that I've been out of the ministry, full-time ministry, and God has called upon me through James and through other sources to call to preach, and I've been called back to the scriptures, it's been these times, when I'm not trying to impress a congregation, I'm not trying to prove myself. It's these times when I look upon the scriptures and I can see things that I never saw before. And I'm constantly asking God now, God, give me the wisdom to come to you. Give me the knowledge I need to understand the scriptures and your Holy Spirit to make it real to me. Folks, God has opened up the doors. He's invited us in to his presence to gain his knowledge, his wisdom. He's ready to impart it to us if we will only ask. God leaves the question to us. Do we want wisdom? Do we want his knowledge? Or will we be happy with being fools and just ignore it all? Let's pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, forgive me for the times that I have failed to seek you for the wisdom and knowledge that I need. Father, thank you for all that you do impart to us through your word and when we come and seek you for it. Have your way in our hearts, Lord. Let this message this morning stir our hearts to seek you more, to honor you for being the God that you are, the great creator, and the source of all wisdom and knowledge. And these things, Lord, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. Again, folks, it's been a real blessing to be here with you this morning. I miss all of you so much. And I'm grateful for your thoughts and prayers. There are still challenges ahead for me, but I hope that I can be here in service more often. And I hope and pray this morning that we will just heed Solomon's words. Oh, we are so blessed to have God as our Father, who we can call upon to give us knowledge and wisdom, and to seek Him and honor Him for who He is. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all that's been accomplished, all that's been said to honor you. I pray, Lord, that our worship of you this morning will bless you and cause you to smile. Lord, we love you. And wayward as I sometimes am, sometimes a rebellious child, I thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. And I ask you, Lord, don't give up on me, but Lord, fill me with your knowledge and wisdom. Help me to seek you at all times for everything I need. And I'll be sure to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.